Restoring My Soul, Monday the 27th of March, without ephod and teraphim. The Lord said that the faithful remnant in lampstand churches would be without ephod or teraphim. Under the law covenant, the ephod belonged to the high priest who entered the presence of the Lord on behalf of the people. In the new covenant, there is no priesthood that functions as an intermediary between the Lord and his people. Every son of God must receive the word that is publicly proclaimed by the messengers in the right hand of Christ. They must then personally draw near to join the fellowship of the agape meal. In contrast to this, the presumption of a priest or any minister to bless the Eucharist is an example of holding on to a form of ephod in the church. The teraphim refers to the household idols that were used for divination and the worship of ancestral spirits. The Lord has promised to remove all of these forms of idolatry and uncleanness from his lampstand churches during the church age. The cleansing and purifying initiative of Jesus Christ as he walks among his lampstand churches with eyes like a flame of fire has been received and embraced by a very small remnant of overcomers in each generation of the church age. As we approach the end of many days that belong to the church age, the Lord will sovereignly judge all the daughters of Zion who have persisted with their unfaithfulness and have not forsaken these various forms of idolatry. The Lord will make a complete end of the sacred pillars, the spiritual ephods, and the household idols among the daughters of Zion. There will be a profound manifestation of the judgment of Jezreel upon the church. However, for all those believers who humble themselves under the mighty hand of God and turn from their idolatry, the day of judgment will also be the day of their cleansing and deliverance. The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 3 verse 4, Exodus chapter 39 verses 1 to 7, Romans chapter 10 verses 5 to 8, Hebrews chapter 10 verses 19 to 22, Genesis chapter 31 verse 19, Zechariah chapter 13 verse 2, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 9, and Isaiah chapter 3 verses 16 to 26. For further study, Isaiah chapter 3.